Today's Shiur Rishon BeRuyaymi, Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, and we are up to Sif Beis. We're in the middle of the Ramah, and he's talking about sweeping and the Isser of sweeping for sure non-tiled, non-paved floors. And the Ramah now says, after he had just said it is a way in which you could sweep if you do it via a non-Jew. He now says, V'chein al yidei beged o matlis o knaf avaz hakalim ve'eno mashve gumos. He says, so too you'd be able to go ahead and sweep up with a beged, a garment, a matlis, a type of rag, or knaf avaz, which is a feather, a goose feather. These are all soft, light, lightweight, very light. And therefore, these will not be mashvegumos. They will not smooth the ground. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Mishnah Brura says, Hakalim, Yud Aleph, wrote to Lomar. This means to say, the Kevan Shein Kalim, since it's light and soft, Eino notel bahem rak ha'avak shalom ala. All it does is just picks up the dust from above, below us, and it won't come to smooth the ground. King Kassav Darche Moshe, the Darche Moshe writes, by the way, as you all know, Darche Moshe was actually the Ramah, same way the Shulchan Aruch has his greater work, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber the Shulchan Aruch, so too the Ramah had the Darche Moshe, which was on the tour as well, same way the Beis Yosef was on the tour. And this is the Ramah. Umuchach vizeh, and it's pretty apparent from this, She'im rotza lechabed bahem hetev, as kol ha'afuriyos hamnimtzos ba'aretz she'aser. He says pretty clearly that if you wanted to go ahead and mamish do a good stark sweep up with all the dirt and dust and do a very, very stark sweep job, then that would be aser even with these light, soft items that you were sweeping with. Yud beis ve'eno mashvegumos. So these light items, these soft items, when you sweep with, they will not go ahead ordinarily and smooth out the grooves and the holes and all that kind of stuff. Valkein mutar afilu eno merutzav. Therefore, this would be permissible even on a non-paved, non-tiled floor. Vafilu yesh babayis klipe egozim v'chayotze behem dvarim asurim betiltul. And now it comes to an issue that I mentioned once previously, that even if on the floor of the house there are shells and nuts and things like that, that you're not allowed to actually pick up and move because it's mukta. Afilu hachi mutar lechabed. Even so, you'd be able to go ahead and sweep with these light, very soft brooms. Dehavilu l'didei kegrav shari. Because to you, this is like a grav shari. It's like a dirty diaper. It's like a bedpan and things like that, which you're allowed to go ahead and sweep up. No problem. Kassav, he continues on the Mishnah Berurah, Kassav b'sefer kalkala Shabbos, du'a din b'mash shekarin barsht, which is a type of soft brush, harakim, dino gamkein kiknaf avaz, a very soft brush, soft broom, with, I guess, very, soft brush-like bristles, would also be okay, v'yem b'ver halacha, de'ein kedai lahakel b'zeh ela b'merutzav. So it comes to b'ver halacha, and he says, one should not use and be makel with these types of soft brooms and things like that, except on a tiled floor. And again, that's what the best idea for someone who wants to use a broom on Shabbos, even though we saw the other day the Ber Halacha, that's makel in terms of sweeping. But for sure, if you go ahead and you use these very soft brooms and like have like a soft brush on it, that l'chaira would be good l'chol adeis on our tiled floors. Finally, back to the Ramah, the Asa lechabed habgadim al yedei machbadois ha'asuyim mikisamim shelo yishtavru kis mehem. He then says it's usher to go ahead and press garments with a type of press that works with pieces, these little small pieces of wood, out of concern that you go ahead and you will damage and break the wood, these wood pieces. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yigimel lechabed habgadim hainu afilu ba'ofen shemitzad ha'kibud. He says, even in a scenario where the actual pressing of the begadim, there would not be any iser, could go with beged yashan, she'ein makbilav, for example, by an old beged where you're not really makbid, kedoyma, like we said earlier, If Aleph in the Haggah, go back and check out the halacha of pressing and things like that. One should not similarly go ahead and clear off a table this way. Even though you can actually go ahead and no iser in cleaning off a table, clearing off a table, but utilizing items that could break would be a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because there's a concern that you'll break the wood. And this becomes the most practical situation because we don't really press garments or utilize these things on tables or things like that. But here's the most practical example, he says. You shouldn't sweep the house. Even a tiled floor, according to those that allow sweeping, a tiled floor. With brooms that are made from branches of trees that are dried out. They don't bend. Because they'll for sure break. So I guess the same would be with, like, say, very dry straw brooms that will crackle and break. With Tom Kolze, Tahavi Kamososikli. Now, what's the problem? The problem is this is like breaking a kli, because all these items have functional use and you're breaking the kli. The Afshe Mekalkel Patel, even though this is done in a form of destructive form and therefore you're putter, so in none of these cases of breaking the wood or the bristles or things like that, it would be, you would be chayiv for it, because it's mekalkel, mikol makom, asa l'chatchila, but still, mekalkel, doing a malacha in a destructive way, is still asar l'chatchila. Therefore, again, practically, the practical halacha of maisa of this halacha is not so much the pressing of the beged with these wood, these pieces of wood, these wood chips or whatever they were, but rather, the practical scenario would be going ahead and sweeping with bristles that are dry and breakable and will automatically break because they don't bend. And again, I think a very dried out straw broom could possibly be the same problem, unless you know that it bends properly and will not break automatically. If it happens to break, then it would be davar shein miskaven. And without a psik resha, but if it would for sure go ahead and break, then it would be a problem. Now, we move on now. Sif Gimel. Ein sachin es hakarka v'lo medichim eisoy afilu hu merutzav. So now he comes to another halacha of what we call pouring oil on the ground as well as washing the floor. Right, mopping the floor by pouring water on it or pouring oil on the ground, which is a problem, even if it is paved. Now, what's this pouring oil as opposed to washing it? So the pouring of oil, we'll see, they used to pour oil on the ground of the bathhouse, and people would then roll in the oil, okay? And they used to also wash the ground by pouring water after they plugged. They would go ahead and plug up one hole so the water would drain through a hole on the other side of the room, as we're going to see coming up in the Mishnah Berurah. And by doing so, the water would then run over the entire floor, clearing it of the dirt that collected. And as we're going to see, the reason these activities are usher is there's going to be a concern with both the pouring of the oil on the ground as well as washing, mopping the floor, that he will level the ground. And we're going to see this is even worse than sweeping the floor, which some poskim we saw permitted, because here he's actively involved in improving the ground by pouring oil or washing the floor, which raises a greater concern that he'll notice the holes in the ground and will forget that that it is usher to fill holes on Shabbos and will level those holes. Okay, and you see here that the Shulchan Aruch asks the oiling and washing the floor, even if it's a paved floor, because there's a concern, obviously, that it will lead one to do these activities to a dirt floor. So let's see this all in the Mishnah Berurah. Ein sachin, perish. Darcham hayilasuk shemen al karka shal beis hamerchatz. It was their darach to go ahead and pour oil on the ground of the bathhouse, uchayotzebo, like it, this galgalayim, in order to go ahead and roll in the oil. Below medichin oiso, and you're not allowed to go ahead and wash the floor. The Mishnah Berurah says, as we spelled out before, he says, Shaypoki can seal on Shamayim, Nichlasu Derech, Ba, the base Amercha, to post in Nekev Shabbat Acher, Shayelchu Oso Hamayim. So again, the procedure for washing the ground was to plug up one hole so the water would drain through a hole on the other side of the room, and then by doing so, the water would run over the entire floor, clearing all the Menachim and Sakarka, Neyazuma, and it would clean the Karka from all the dirt and all the Shmutz and all the Ichi stuff in the bathhouse. The Tam Kol, and the reason for all this, Mishum Dechai Shinan, because it's a concern, Lahashmos Gumos, that you're going to go and you're going to smooth out the holes in the ground. Even according to the opinion that allows sweeping on Shabbos, all right, the Shiny Hacha, here is different. The Kevin who wrote to Liyafos Akarka, since his desire here is because he's involved in improving the ground, Lasuchosa O Ladicha, by either pouring oil or washing the floor. So there's more of a concern that he will notice holes in the ground and will forget that it is usher to fill the holes in Shabbos. It'll actually fill the holes with kavana, sifkat and yudzayin, afilu hu merutzaf. Now, what's the problem? Why even if it's merutzaf? Why even if it's tiled? Why even if the floors are tiled? Tigazrinan atu she'eno merutzaf. The reason why they asked even tiled floors to go ahead and wash down the floors, to mop a floor, because the gazrinan atu she'eno merutzaf. There's a gzeira that even if the floor is paved, the Shulchan Aruch asks oiling and washing the floor out of concern that it will lead to these activities on a regular dirt floor. And the fact that in Sif Beis they were matir with respect to sweeping and they were not geyser. Because kibud is something will constitute a more essential need than washing or oiling the floor. And he says that, you know, the washing of the wooden floors today is even worse because you have a situation here when you use mops and things like that, or rags on when you're washing the floor, of soaking up a rag, which involves the malacha of kibus, laundering. You got to be careful for schita, which is a tolda of kibus. Sif dalet. Asur letzadeid chavis ala aretz. The kevan shehi chveda yavo lahashvos gumos vadai vahavi psik resha. So he says here, it is also to arrange a barrel on the ground, since it is heavy, and one will inevitably fill in holes in the ground, seek resha. What does this mean, arranging the barrels on the ground? Mr. Brura, hainu sifkat on yudches, shumatzad ad shatamot bekarka yafel yidei atzidud. It means he's moved it on the ground until it rests properly as a result of moving the barrel. Yud tes chavis al ha'aretz. So he's going ahead and he's moving on the ground until it rests properly as a result of moving the barrel. And it's going to be usher to do this with this chavis, hainu chavis malaya. He's talking here about a barrel that is full. V'chein lo yachria ha-chavis v'yishpoch mimenu. He says also it's usher to tilt the barrel to pour from it for the same reason, not for the same exact reason, but for similar. Ella magbia, again, the yisr of being mitzadik the chavis al-aretz, since it's heavy, it's going to come when you go ahead and you move it on the ground until it rests properly, it's going to inevitably fill the holes in the ground. This is a little different of an issue. You shouldn't go ahead and tilt the barrel to pour from it. Ela magbia min ha'aretz, for sure, whether you should lift it and pour from it. Why? Shem lo kein yachbir min ha'aretz bevada. You will for sure, when you tilt it, you will for sure be making a hole in the ground. So that's why you have to lift it. V'af shem makalkalu, and even though this is destructive, and gam malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, it's also malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, because you're not doing it for the purpose of the malacha. V'gam kofer kelach hayadu, and it's also being done in a shinui de gemener, in a non-normative way, afal pi kein, even so with all these things, still usher midivrei sofrim. Obviously, if you're learning this pi'i, and you have to see, you know, when do we say, when you have so many multiple, there are abundance piled on it, it becomes mutter. But here you see, you know, the fact that these there are multiple derabbanans going on here, still usser. Because there's a segresha of being mashve gumos, so even though it is, or in this case, it's not of mashve gumos, when tilting the barrel, it's a segresha of digging a ditch in the ground. So even though it's mekalkel, and lochashen tzvi l'gufa, and it's chofer, it's not a normal way of being chofer, still going to be usser, sif katun chaf, the kevan. It's heavy, it will for sure come to smooth out the holes in ground, and it will be a psik resha. As he used to say, when he's going ahead and he's moving it on the ground until it rests properly, as a result of moving the barrel, gufa nase akarka chalaka below gumos, it will inevitably make the ground smooth without any grooves or holes. Aval mitosvos sham mashma. However, if you check out the Tosos there, it implies that it's not a psik resha, ela the aser, but rather it's a different iser. Mitam shema yishkach v'yavo lahashvos gumos miniskaving. Tosos doesn't say it's a psik resha. Tosos says it's a concern that you're going to forget, and you'll come to actually be mashve gumos bekavana, so it'll be easy for you. Kadesha yenoach lo latzidud, so it should be easy for you to go ahead and maneuver the barrel. V'hinei imutu l'tzadil al gabe karka merutzefes. Now, with the issue of whether you can go ahead and you could straighten out this barrel on a paved or tiled floor. Tosef Shabbos cuts of the mutter. Tosef Shabbos writes that that's permissible. Afilu l'dasa shulchan aruch. Even according to shulchan aruch, the sphere lay davet psik resha. Even according to shulchan aruch, who's going with the assumption it's a psik resha. Lo gazru b'zeh b'rut sefes. There was no gzera on a paved floor. Ayin shan. However, pre begadim yesh siman mitzadei. He says no. Maybe you should be machmir and not allow it even on a paved floor, tiled floor. Check out what he writes. And he says now the very important last line. He says all these halachas that we've been discussing about sweeping the floor, mopping the floor, this, that, and the concerns of being mashve gumos or being chayfer when you're mitzadei a barrel and all these kind of things, all these halachas in this siman were apply equally to Yom Tov as Shabbos and the Yeshnish Shnich Shalom Bezeh. People that mess up and think that is mutter on Yom Tov, which it is not. Now, what about at the end of the day, we saw that you're not allowed to go ahead and wash the floor straight up, pour water on the floor with intent to wash down the floor, and it's also even on a tiled, paved floor. So, Shlomo Zalman brings up the issue, is in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perichav Gimel and Ha'arachav Zayin, what about water that spills on the floor? So, Shlomo Zalman basically allowed one to use a wiper, like, you know, we have like these here in Eretz Yisrael, we have like these squeegees that you could use without, you know, even just to wipe it up and guide the water into a hole without using any type of cloth or anything like that. So he says you're allowed to do that, assuming there's no issue of schita, to push away the water that was spilled on the floor. And he explains that this whole iser asers one from pouring water on the floor to clean it. But if water spilled by accident, there's no issue to push it aside. From this in Karolitz, basically, in the Shchut Shani, Chelek Alef Perakid Alef, Sadi Zayin, he agrees, basically, but he adds that when one pushes the water to the drain, he should try to do so with a very narrow stream and try to push the water towards the drain that way. But if he's going to push the water towards the drain in a wide manner, so the water covers a larger area, it's going to be usser. He concludes that each scenario should be considered separately, whether it's considered as though it is being spread over a wide area or just a small area. Ad kan.